This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Anchor by Spotify. And if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. No specialty training or equipment needed. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast worldwide on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, like I've been saying, Anchor is totally free. It's free. Download the Anchor app today or go to anchor.fm to get started and make your podcast dreams a reality. That's anchor.fm. What are you waiting for? Download the app. Let's run the option and give you our picks for the week. It is the option for NFL Week 16. Week 16. It's absolutely mind-numbing that we are only 3 short weeks left. But you can still join our CBS Pick'em League. Go to our Twitter bio. Go to our Instagram link in bio. Find our Pick'em League. It's also called The Option. And join today. I'm in the lead by 1. D and the lovely Rita Sanchez are 1 point behind. Foxy is 2 points behind. And Zach is coming on strong. Let's see what you guys got. Let's see what you got. We're going to start with our Thursday night game. 8:15 p.m. Amazon Prime. The number one pick, Trevor Lawrence, leads his 6-8 Jaguars into MetLife to take on the number two pick, Zach Wilson, and the 7-7 New York Jets.
Jets.
Really?
Yep. They play defense, man.
They do. But I like what the Jaguars are doing. They're moving the ball. Evan Ingram has somehow found out what the end zone looks like. Good for you. Trevor Lawrence is playing fantastic. Etienne is having, he's having a good game. So I'm going to roll with the Jags. Christmas Eve, we have a major slate of games. Saturday is all right for football. 1 p.m., the 5-9 Falcons go into Baltimore to take on the 9-5 Ravens. It's got to be the Ravens. They cannot lose to Desmond Ridder and the Falcons. They cannot. The Falcons' hopes for the division need to die, and the Ravens need to kill it. The 7-7 Detroit Lions go into Carolina to take on the 5-9 Carolina Panthers.
Oh. That's a tough one. I am going to go with the Lions.
I'm taking the Lions too. It's not that close of a decision. Defense is playing. Goff is flying high right now. The run game is solid. And at the end of the day, Sam Darnold is under center for the Panthers. The 11-3 Bills going to Soldier Field to take on the 3-11 Chicago Bears.
Oh, come on, Buffalo.
Yeah, it's not close. The Bills are going to go in, and they're going to tear it up in Chicago. The 5-9 Saints go into Cleveland to take on the 6-8 Cleveland Browns.
The Browns.
I'm going to go with the Browns as well. They have a running game. The Saints apparently do not. And Andrew Dalton is still under center for the Saints. I don't get that. The 7-7 Seahawks go into Kansas City at Arrowhead to take on
the 11-3 Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean Chiefs.
How about them Chiefs? Seahawks are a nice story, but they seem to be fading. They seem to be fading. And the Chiefs are a far and away better team. The 8-5-1 Giants go into Minnesota to take on the 11-3 Vikings.
Vikings.
This is tough. This is tough because we've seen the Vikings lay an egg. But I don't think that the Giants have a corner that can handle Justin Jefferson. So I am going to go with the Vikings. The 10-4 Bengals go into Foxborough to take on the 7-7 New England Patriots.
Man, the Bengals.
How the mighty have fallen. I'm taking the Bengals as well. Over under, one half of football played by Bailey Zappe on Sunday.
Oh, under.
Possible. They're mulling a change. I've heard they're mulling a change. The 1-12-1 Houston Texans go into Tennessee to take on the 7-7 Titans without Ryan Tannehill.
Gosh, done for the year. What a terrible game that is. The Titans.
Your division leading Tennessee Titans. Think about that. Oh my God. I honestly don't know at this point. I mean, you're going back to Willis. Willis or Davis Mills? Oh, you got Derrick Henry. I'm going to take the Titans just because of Derrick Henry. We're in the 4 o'clock hour on Saturday. The 7-6-1 Washington Commanders go into Santa Clara to take on the 10-4 San Francisco 49ers.
Taking the Commies.
Interesting. Interesting. I am going to go with the Niners. I think that they're going to be able to withstand everything that the Commanders put forward. And, you know, if Chase Young plays, it'll be a little bit of a difference. But I think the Niners keep rolling. The 13-1 Eagles go into Jerry World to take on the 10-4 Dallas Cowboys.
Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys? How about them Cowboys? It's going to be close. I'm very tempted to take the Eagles and keep the train rolling. But I got to think that the Cowboys defense is going to show some pride. And your Saturday night special, the 6-8 Raiders at the 6-8 Steelers on the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception.
Steelers.
Rest in peace, Franco Harris. I'm going to take the Steelers as well.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Tune in every NFL Sunday to Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green light, and fantasy sits, or red light. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 every NFL Sunday during the season. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get the Fade Route. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ. Every NFL Sunday during the season.
Sunday, and a Merry Christmas to you. The 1 o'clock game, the 6-8 Packers go into Miami to take on the 8-6 Dolphins.
Dolphins!
Yeah, it's not that close. It's not going to be that close at all. Aaron Rodgers, as soon as you start thinking about playoffs, dashed. Just when you're about to sit down for Christmas dinner, how's this one for you? On CBS and Nickelodeon, 4:30. The 4-10 Broncos at the 4-10 Rams.
Broncos.
Oof. How's that turkey tasting?
Hot.
Not
garbage.
Very good. Ah, this is bad. Brett Rippon versus Baker Mayfield. Like, I don't know. This is trash.
Football?
They might be playing checkers. I don't know.
Maybe we could have a spelling contest or something.
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to go with the Rams, but I have no confidence in this. I haven't had confidence in the Broncos all year. Hackett's a dead man walking. And, yeah, the Rams have some major rebuilding to do with no picks. Good luck. Your Sunday night special, the 6-8 Bucks at the 4-10 Arizona Cardinals.
The Bucks.
The Cards are down to Trace McSorley. Easy for me to say. Yeah, the Bucks need to win this game. If they lose to the Cardinals with Trace McSorley under center, blow it up. Like, don't let Todd Bowles, you know, change the access code. But the Bucks should take this one. And your Monday night delight. The 8-6 Los Angeles Chargers go into Indianapolis to take on the 4-9-1 Colts.
Who wants to watch? Like, who wants to watch that? It's just awful. Chargers?
I don't know. After the showing that the Colts put up the other day, you can't in good conscience watch this. You can't. It's garbage. The only thing that's the saving grace is that Nick Foles is the quarterback. So we don't have to drag Matt Ryan again. But the Chargers, this is a game they need to win. This is the game that they would normally lose. I'm going to go with the Chargers. Karma changes, and they finally win a game that they're supposed to win. Fantasy playoffs, fantasy championships. No buys. Deploy everybody you got.
Want to get on the action? We want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter @faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us in, crowd.